We're asked to answer three questions, and it's why the Big Innovation Centre, why is GSK interested in what to expect to see? And I'm going to do it in a slightly different order. I'm going to say, why is GSK interested in innovation? And of course, you know, a pharmaceutical company, we've always been interested. You know, innovation is our business. I think the difference is that innovation used to come predominantly internally, and now we're looking externally for innovation. And 50% of our current discovery and development is now externalized with partners. And there are, you know, very good reasons for that. Science and technology is expanding at a huge rate. The doubling rate of knowledge is around 2 years now. That's huge. The drugs that we are developing are not just white pills and chemicals now. They're biologics. They're stem cell therapies. They're gene therapies. We're moving to the potential of an era where health therapy and health products are things which actually prevent, cure, repair, and regenerate. We're moving away from chronic therapies and palliative. That's a huge potential opportunity. But the extent, the tidal wave of knowledge out there is not enough for people in an organization. It's not enough creativity for that to happen within a single organization. And where we believe that creativity and that magic will happen to make these innovations and these hopes materialize is within the partnership, the knowledge transfer, be it with biotech, be it with public sector organizations. That has to occur. So that's why GSK's interest is fundamental to our business going forward. You know, we're all having challenges. We have huge challenges in the pharmaceutical industry, but the benefits are also huge society-wise if we can deliver these potential health advantages. So why the UK? GSK is a UK-based company, but we are global. We have research everywhere. We have discovery everywhere. But if you look at us, we have major research and development bases, manufacturing bases in the UK. And that's because UK is world-leading in scientific research. I think it's arguably world-beating. I would say it's there. And everyone worries that, you know, we're going to slip behind as the others catch up with us. But we're there at the moment. But where we're not world-beating is in the innovation piece. It's actually taking that fantastic scientific discovery and actually turning it, translating it, applying it to become something of value to society, for us, for health. And we punch below our weight, to be honest, in that piece, certainly the pharmaceutical industry. We punch below our weight. We don't deliver the medicines that we should, given our scientific output. And yet it feels within our grasp. And for us, we feel that if the innovation ecosystem, structure, networks, that open transfer of knowledge was in place, that the UK could be the world-leading place in terms of actually innovating and delivery. So that's our optimism.